ye gods. Right, Morris, you're in, thanks for calling the show, love. What have you called us to tell us, Morris?
I phoned you regarding the coal industry.
Where are you calling from, love?
Pardon?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from a place called Kingsley, which is about 7 miles outside of Pontefract.
Kingsley, right. And were you a miner? Were you a miner, love?
I'm still a miner.
So you're Morris Miner?
No, hold on a minute. Let's get this straight. One thing, don't call me love, because, I don't like that phrase, but,
You don't like the word love? Okay.
No, so although...
Listen, hang on a minute, love.
No.
The word love is not a phrase, it's a word.
Oh, okay.
Is a combination of words.
Whichever way you want to call it, okay?
A phrase is a combination of words.
Let's get it straight. You'll call me whatever you want, okay? But let's talk about your comments regarding the coal industry.
Right then, love.
Although I've only been listening to your show for 10 minutes, like you commented on the last call.
Hang on, what do you mean you've only been listening for 10 minutes?
I'll tell you what, I've only been listening to your show for 10 minutes because I didn't even know you existed. Mm. But I am a trade union official within the mining industry.
Right.
I'm a branch secretary.
What do you mean you didn't even know I existed?
Well, I didn't know you existed. But like I said, I mean, it's 11 o'clock at night, it's normally time for bed, but my daughter's come in and she's been listening to your program on her way home in the car. She come in and she's a bit disgusted, actually.
Listen, this is a fantastic radio show, love. You should be aware it existed.
Well, what I'll do, now I know you exist, I'll listen to you in the future, okay?
Well, there you go.
But let's get on to the current affairs.
Current affairs, love?
Yes, that you're talking about.
Yes.
Regarding the coal industry.
Well, there aren't any real current affairs in the coal industry now, are there?
Within the... I go on to speak. Within the 10 minutes that I've been listening to you, you've stated that the coal industry is dirty, you please it shut down. Now, have you ever worked down the mine?
Listen, love, horrible business, though.
No, I'm asking you a question. Have you ever worked down the mine?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Which pit did you work at?
I worked in,
Are you just making it up to please the listeners?
Pit Magerison.
You worked at Pitman Jefferson? Well, I've never heard of that one, actually.
Oh, well, you know.
But,
You don't know any stuff.
Go on, Albert. Just to continue the discussion.
Pitman Jefferson.
Just to continue the discussion, I'll believe what you say.
Finest pit in the world.
Okay, then.
In my opinion, Carol.
I'll believe that it existed, okay?
Pitman Jefferson.
Okay, I'll believe
it. Was horrible.
I'll believe that you worked in the coal industry.
I only worked there for a day, it was rubbish.
Did you?
Yeah, I hated it.
So you're a bit like Jimmy Savile, then?
Nasty business.
Let's say you're a bit like Jimmy Savile, then. Because he always,
Right, you see, this is the problem with people tuning in late. We don't mention people's full names on the radio. Radio Rule number 2, love.
Yeah, okay, then. Mm. Okay, then. So you profess that you've been a miner, you were one for a day. And you say...
A day and a half.
And you say that it's...
A day and a half.
Oh, you're extending it now, so...
Well, I mean, I worked at a few pits. Now, I mean, that was Pit Magerison. I mean, if you want to get down to the nitty-gritty. Mm. I mean, how long have you worked in the mining industry?
How long have I worked in the mining industry? A lot longer than yourself. 26 years, to be exact, okay?
Mm. Well, I mean, to be fair, I think I've probably put in 26 years in a day, can't I?
Yeah, okay, you've worked in 26 years in a day. So you worked in the coal industry 26 years in a day?
Yeah, I worked in Pit Nicholas before Pit Magerison.
Did you? Well, with all due respect, you're trying to be, you're trying to get the mic, aren't you?
No, I'm just laying down the facts.
But let's move away from that. Let's start discussing...
You're the one who asked me if I'd worked in a pit. I mean, I get confused sometimes.
Well, let's start discussing the facts that you stated on the radio.
Stating the facts.
Because to be quite honest with you, right? Because to be quite honest with you, you don't really know what you're damn well talking about. You're saying that the industry's dirty. The industry isn't dirty. Because the industry has moved on profoundly in the last 30, 40, 50 years. There's regulations in place regarding dust, which has to be monitored on a monthly basis. There's got to be samples of dust taken.
Yeah.
And far more dangerous industries in this country.
Yeah.
And I could go on and on forever and ever. I could talk about the flower industry.
Yeah. You have no idea what we're talking about on the show, have you?
The wood industry.
You've no idea what we're talking about on the show, have you? You've absolutely no idea. You've listened to 5 minutes of output and you've rang in spouting off and you don't have any idea what you're going on about. You've no idea what I've been saying. You've no idea what you're talking about. People like you is exactly what I was talking about, right? If you want to have an opinion on the show, you listen to the show. And you don't ring in and go, oh, here we go, right? Here's what's what and who's who. That's what annoys me. Why make a call when you don't know what I'm talking about?
Have you finished? You're a bollocked. Cut off. Bye-bye, wanker. He's cut me off.
No, I haven't cut him off.
He's cut me off.
No, I haven't.
He's cut me off. He's cut me off, honey.
You weren't
going to
let you off,
sir. He's cut me off, honey.
Yeah.
Cut me off.
That's
only person to be cut off tonight.
Put the radio back on.
This guy's unbelievable, isn't he?
No,
not really. Are you still there, are you?
What are you swearing on the radio for?
I thought you'd cut me off.
No, what are you swearing on the radio for?
I'm not swearing on the radio.
I'm just going to explain something to the listeners. Because of this guy, we're going to drop the news, because this guy's so bizarre, probably the most bizarre call I've ever taken in my entire life.
Yeah.
What are you swearing on the radio for?
I'm absolutely amazed. You see, you ranted on.
What are you swearing on the radio for?
I'm not swearing on the radio.
Yes, you were. You let two swear words go. What was that all about?
I'm not swearing on the radio.
You claimed
You ranted on.
You dare to claim to represent minors and you come on and swear like that. What sort of a way is that to carry on?
Hey, listen to me, you, right? I attempted to speak to you, right? And all you did was rant and rave. You have not given me an opportunity to speak tonight.
And that's how you speak to people, by swearing.
You are an absolute imbecile, my friend.
Well, those aren't the words you used before.
You are an imbecile, my friend. You rant and rave on your programme. What you do, you've got control over the buttons. And what you do, you cut people off. I haven't cut anyone off tonight. I've had to experience such an idiot as yourself.
I haven't cut anyone off tonight.
You're an absolute damned idiot.
Mate, I'm not the idiot.
You do not know what you are talking about. You've had to rave, you've got airwave time, and you are an absolute imbecile.
Shut your mouth for a minute.
No, I'm not going to shut my mouth because, I'll tell you why I'm not going to shut my mouth, because I've listened to you.
For 10 minutes.
For the last 3 minutes. So stuff you. Why should I damn well shut my mouth?
Because you're being very rude and ignorant.
No, you're the rude and ignorant one. Because you're talking about a subject that you've got no knowledge about. I asked you what mind you'd worked it, and you made suggestions and come out that you'd worked at this pitch for one day. What an absolute bloody imbecile you are.
I've told you I worked at Majerison mine for
no,
a day.
You work at any bloody mine.
I worked at Nicholas mine for 26 years and a day.
How old are you?
That's a very rude question. That's none of your business.
I'm asking you how old you are. How old are you? I'm a bloody damn sight older than you, my friend. How old are yourself?
How old are you?
You're not old enough to have worked in the mine for 26 years.
You don't like that question,
do you? Tell you that.
You don't like that question. Why should you ask that question to me if you're not going to answer it?
I'll tell you why I'm asking you the question to prove what a damn well liar you are.
You're so rude. You come on here and ask me... How on earth is this all about?
You're not fit to represent Radio Alan, Radio Sheffield, or whatever damn programme you come from.
Doesn't even know what station he's listening to.
And what the producer should do.
What an absolute halfwit.
The executive of the company, they should sack you for lying.
Sack me for lying?
You should be sacked tomorrow.
Give me an instance where I've lied. When have I lied?
You're lying now. You're lying, you've worked in the coal mine for 26 years.
Yeah.
And it's a lie.
No, 26 years and 2 days, my friend.
It's a lie.
Get it? It's a lie.
It's a lie. I'll tell you why it's a lie. Because how long have you been working on this radio programme?
Well, a couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks. What a load of crap you come out with.
What?
You come out with the biggest crap. Does it just roll off your tongue? Was you born to be a liar?
Listen, I'm not the one who's swearing on the radio.
Lie?
You're a very rude little man.
Your mum know you lie.
Listen, love, you are a very
your
rude little
know
man.
You lie.
Listen, your mother
your
should have given you some more manners. You're very
it's
rude.
Your father proud of you that you're a liar.
Ye gods. Well, I'm
my
not
God. I tell you what to go.
Amazing.
I tell you what to do. Cut the phone call off. Because I tell you what, mate, I've never come across a bigger liar than yourself.
Do you know how to work your phone, love? You can put it down.
You know.
You can end the phone call whenever you like, halfway.
Do you know something? You're about in a par with. Because he's a liar, isn't he?
Listen, dearie me. Now, so now I'm David Blunkett as well. This guy's unbelievable, isn't he? I mean, what planet is he waltzed in off? I ask you, let's just recap, listeners. You're listening to Hallam FM. My name's Nicholas. Welcome to the show. And at the moment, we've got Morris the Miner on the show, and he's been swearing. He's obviously had a bit to drink. Is that right, love? Have you had a bit to drink tonight? Oh, he's gone. And he's hung up on me as well. Have you had a bit to drink tonight, love?
No,
I haven't cut you off. Have you had a bit to drink tonight, love?
No. No, I haven't had anything to drink, my friend.
So now who's the liar?
You.
Are you sure you haven't been having a little tipple? You're going to have a right old headache tomorrow, aren't you, when you wake up?
No.
Now, come on, obviously, we've all had a drink. Let's calm down, shall we, love?
Have you had a drink?
No, I'm just saying you have.
You're telling me that you've been drinking on air?
Just trying to empathise with you.
You're telling me you've been drinking on air?
Yeah.
Does your employer know?
In fact, it was me and my employer who were having the drinks.
So your employer.
Yeah.
So there's no drugs and alcohol.
There's no drugs, love. No alcohol, love. I've been drinking loads of alcohol today. I've had about 30 pints.
Have you?
Yeah.
You're lying again. You see.
No, I'm not.
So your employer has got no drug and alcohol abuse policy within the company.
No, well, listen. It wasn't when I was in the studio. It was when I was bored. You know, sat at home,
so
had a few drinks, had
so
a few beers.
To the studio, drunk.
Sure, you know the feeling. You're sat on your own, drinking, staring at the wall with your shattered dreams scattered around all over the place, trying to piece them back together. You know, I'm sure you've been there, love.
Did you drive to the studio?
No, love. No.
No, love.
I jogged here.
You're not gay, are you?
Am I gay?
Are you gay?
No, I'm not gay, love, no.
No, you're not gay.
Are you gay?
I'm not gay, no, but I don't call people love.
Why are you inquiring as to whether I'm gay?
I don't call people love. The people who normally call people love are gay.
Have we got a gay here?
Have you?
Right.
Well, I'm asking you, have we got
listen,
one?
Listen, now, hang on a minute, Morris. I don't want you to get the wrong end of the stick again here.
No, I'm not.
I don't want you to
fly off the handle.
But to be honest, you know, if you are gay, nothing against you. But if you're treating this as an opportunity to chat me up, I'm not interested. I'm not a gay person myself.
Actually, this conversation is becoming very amusing. So, what you're telling me is you've jogged to the studio.
No, I said I jogged.
You're in the studio.
I jogged to the studio. Now, stop lying.
You're in the studio and you're abusing the company's alcohol policy.
No, you're sure
you're not on drugs, aren't you? Because you sound very much like you may be to me.
Yeah, I am, yeah.
I'll tell you what, mate. I've been
ploughing down cocaine, acid and heroin all night, love. That's right.
Your only representation.
And, chowing down the...
Have you got your only representation?
Have I got what?
Within your company.
What, because you think Hallam's going to sack me?
Well, I'll tell you what.
You bore me. Okay, thanks for calling the show. That was Morris. Do you know what we're going to do? Short break, right back in a moment. 0114-221-4444 is the number. I'll talk to you in a minute. Nick at Night on Hallam.